TPR.
You don't know के अच्छा free कब flow हुआ, कभी शुरू में हुआ था free flow, आपने recording दबाया आपने, तो yeah, and also we don't do like a, well we sort of do के hi hello के हाँ जी welcome to the episode or this is like we'll do now, wait let me just see what episode number is, I forget, but you were telling me के Lahore का stress is making your beard white.
It's also I'm noticing that we have alternating graying strategies. Okay, the blackest part of your beard is the grayest part of my beard.
Huh, that's weird, you know. It's very clean sections. Ke mera, this is the French is the goatee section is darker and side-o se it's white. And even my hair, ye side-o se na, like ye just the edges, that's white and upper it's a bit darker. What is your...
The chin. Totally great.
First floor
graying strategy is yahan sideon pe hona shuru hua hai. Top pe to khair aur problems hai. Magar
ek to ye bada masla hota hai ki jab main TPR search karta hu na YouTube pe koi aur channel aaya tha. I'm like bro matlab koi aur kare to tum ye kar lo
mere saath. Game ka kya situation hai?
Yeah. But this is actually 205 haan ji, the Hamnawar December playlist, my tukka was correct. Welcome everyone to old talk. But how is Lahore? Are you also going to 800 weddings? It seems like there's a lot of weddings.
Two, so less than year last time. Achha. Last year was 7, so aur usse pichle saal mein kuch shaadi kar raha tha, which I don't know that beats or
the most pressure, huh? But Rizwan wagaira bata rahe the ke weddings are like December is exploding and lots of multi-event weddings ho rahi hain, sab kuch ho raha hai.
Does he think it's happening so, more than normal or?
He was saying ke November seemed to be quieter. December seems more concentrated, huh? Aur hamari wo tum bhi mile ho na sana se, London wali sana se, jadoi. So she also went to Karachi and wahan bhi chhutte hi in a wedding aur she's like haan bas phat phat ki shaadi ho rahi hai and mera foreign sawal aata hai ke very outdated seeming sawal now ke covid ka kya scene hai and she's like pata nahi aur
is waqt Lahore mein situation ye ki har banda bimar, it may be covid, it may not be. The truth is that nobody has done enough
smoke
research to figure out what exact strain it is. It might be a particularly potent flu strain. It might be some variant of a COVID strain. And the smog is almost definitely making it all worse. Which is, the smog is also probably causing stuff, but it is also making it hard to recover from the stuff that people already have. So everybody I know is falling sick. In multiple weeks worth of just sickness that is continuing, or sickness theek ho jaye, then the cough continues for a while. Everybody is down. Now there is, I think, more so than ever before, which is good, awareness that the smog is making people irreparably sick.
Right.
Kids getting asthma.
Okay.
Infections being worse. Aur ye ki ab aap Lahore se thoda aisa hi nikle to ekdam se aasman itna badal jata hai that I think people are beginning to see that this is...
I'm shocked it took this long, but then everything in the world takes very long. Ek do mulk doob jaye to phir shayad hum climate change ko bhi maan le. But wo Lahore mein ho raha hai na, sadke dho rahe hain, wiper se sadke saaf ho rahi hain.
don't get me started.
People, Davar on Twitter was like, bro main kya bolu, like where do you even start?
It's becoming very hard to hold any level of optimism with the way decisions are made here. Yeah. But for some reason, I still find I have some underneath, some level of belief that New York, London mein saaf ho gaye the.
Achha.
You know, we've seen that episode of Mad Men where they have this horrible smog in New York.
I have not seen Mad Men. I know the premise and टिकटॉक पे बहुत देखा मैंने
आजकल के बच्चे तो वैसे फिल्में भी टिकटॉक पे देखते हैं ना हैव यू सीन दिस ट्रेंड या आई हैवंट स्टार्टेड डूइंग इट बट मे बी आई शुड कल मैंने देखी है कि व्हाट इफ देवदास वाज पोर्ट्रेट नताशा सेंट इट टू मी शॉन इट्स लाइक बॉलीवुड ही आई थिंक व्हिच इज बेसिकली दे हैव एक्सटेंडेड ईच फ्रेम टू फिल 916 जीनियस
अच्छा मतलब देव डन इट लेकिन कॉन्शियसली नॉट जस्ट
क्रॉप इन नहीं उन्होंने मतलब लैंडस्केप फ्रेम लेके और उसको वर्टिकली एक्सटेंड कर दिया एआई से and it actually right, works right, really right. well
ha ha yeah I've seen that done for Lord of the Rings ke good shots you know just static shot hota hai na that's I guess where you can really do it wo beech mein bas cheeze ho rahi hain and then upar niche aapne extend kar diya bahar kuch hamare ghar mein gira hai and your video
has it stopped
but I think based on past background based on past experience it just keeps going acha also your mic keeps rubbing against your collar so there is a slight awaz that comes kabhi kabar I don't know if anything can be done about this again you stopped and now I will just keep
I can hear you if you can hear me
I think usually yahi hua recording mein bhi na jab ek do dafa pehle bhi ruka hai and then when I get the recording it's like I'm talking and you're fully aware of what I'm saying like mujhe bhi dikha do phir
it's nahi ye alternate set ka ye problem hai ki har cheez अपनी जगह से हिली हुई है तो
हाँ यूजुअली यू आर इन अ व्हाट सीम्स टू बी डाउनस्टेयर्स
नो इट इज आल्सो अपस्टेयर्स बट इट इज अ किचन सेट दिस इज अ स्टडी सेट नाउ वो किचन सेट में लाइटिंग सिचुएशन चेंज हो गई है क्योंकि ऑब्वियसली जब हम नहीं होते यहाँ पे तो वापस आते हैं तो थिंग्स हैव मूव्ड तो एक लाइटिंग सिचुएशन थी हमने चेंज करनी थी बिकॉज़ वी वांटेड टू But now since it has changed, I have not figured out a podcast setup given this lighting situation change. Or
right, but this is quite good.
This works.
This background bhi sahi hai. Oh, you also have a bistar. I just noticed, much more neatly made.
Istemal nahi hota. This is why it's. that is the answer. The lack of functional spaces as opposed to.
You were saying something about Mad Men.
मैडमैन में एक एपिसोड आता है जिसमें न्यूयॉर्क में काफी सीरियस स्मॉग होती है सिमिलर टू द क्राउन वेयर लंदन में बहुत सीरियस पोल्यूशन स्केयर होता है सो दे फिक्स्ड इट
यस
एंड द सॉल्यूशंस आर सिंपलिश
देयर इज आल्सो
इन
वो है एक तो वो भी है ना भाई हमारा मेन कॉज ऑफ स्मॉग वेलकम टू द हमनावा क्लाइमेट चेंज हमारा मेन कॉज ऑफ स्मॉग क्या है इट्स द बर्निंग ऑफ वेस्ट क्रॉप राइट In India and
I
Pakistan,
think there is a lot of debate as to what is the biggest factor. But the factors seem to be non-debated, which is gardiya, increasing traffic, crop burning, plus industrial fumes, which is both.
I think crop burning is perhaps the trigger, because it only happens in sync with crop burning, where gardiya is running all year, the machines are running all year. So there is a general bad scene, but this almost solid hawa jo aati hai, I feel like this coincides with crop burning on both sides. India to aapko pata hai hamari taraf bhej raha hai pollution as I've seen on the news ke wo they burn hamari direction mein.
So
phuke maar rahe hote
hain kis mein on no meteorological or geographical knowledge lekin ek fog element bhi hai na yahan pe Delhi mein bhi aur Lahore mein bhi and I think
yes Lahore mein fog
that happens at times of year when the smog is high as well which suggests to me that there is also some geographical component where the air stops flowing in certain parts of the year which either could be wind patterns plus geography ke us point pe hawa ruk jati
I remember bachpan se bhi ke Lahore mein whenever we'd go sardiyon mein there was
aur dono hote hain so there is fog and there is smog and the difference is that you can smell it like one smells damp and one smells smoky and you can and visibly even you can begin to tell the difference so I think there is probably some combination of bad air being thrown out and air getting stuck that you know exaggerates the level of air pollution in
Taiwan mein wo China mein there's all those people who are now using there's this whole ecosystem of scooters which have swappable batteries electric scooters unke andar do batteries rakhti hain and all their stations are just giant airport pe dekha na battery banks rakhe hote hain aapne kaale lagaye chale gaye it's like a giant version of this and you just plug in your two batteries pick out two batteries and you just leave and you know the like 25-30% jo hai wo unka pehle bhi bhar bhar ke motorcycle thi jaise karachi lahore aur jagah So that will have a huge impact. Like it won't, you know, motorcycles are the more common thing. But coming to the December playlist, hard segue, no segue really, hard change. Aage December playlist. Merry Christmas, happy Jinnah Day, everything. If you're listening today, which is impossible, so but we're recording on Christmas Day. This is not the best of playlist. I was thinking
it is not the best of playlist. It is just a regular monthly playlist, but now capturing music that was put out either in December or I have heard in December. Mostly that list overlaps, but sometimes it does not. Isme bhi aisa kuch hai. So it has about what 25 songs, something like that, of good music for this year, and then we will do a kind of end of year roundup separately.
Acha. That's still on.
I think we'll do at least some list from each contributor, which you and I have talked about. We'll do a few things. I don't know if I'll do like a best of playlist yet. We might, if there is demand. But filhal, because that's hard to do like a best of. I think this year, last year, I found it difficult to find 50 top songs, just going through every selection and finding the ones that stuck. But this year, I think the amount of music that's put out, I don't know how I get a good subset of it that says, okay.
That's fair. Because Gaane, like I think we mentioned pichli wali episode maybe when we were talking about this, that the playlists have gotten much longer. There's also a lot of, because there's a lot of music also being put out. But likhein, write to your representative agar aapko chahiye best of playlist, shayad waise hi ban jaye. But some of the songs that I sent you were standouts on the thing. I think one thing that could be done is perhaps you could just do a scan of the playlist. Usme main ye socha tha ki it might just end up being famous people because they're more recognizable. But like har playlist pe ek jhalak maro and the song that like really stands out, like the songs that you've remembered, might be a good selection for end of year. And then you know everyone does this. But then usme I was thinking ke, you know, if you're famous, then you're just named, you're just more recognizable. So that might skew
which is how this always works, right? Like, which is how award shows work, which is that the people that are already known get more coverage, which is why we actually try to find people that are not so well known so as to put them in there. The harsh reality of this is that it's an exponential recognition curve.
Would you say, agar hum zara quickly summarize karna chahe, big moves during the year, I think based off at least the last 2-3 months, like Q4, end of Q3.
Ali, tell me you are corporate without telling me you are corporate.
This is really the year I think we started to see albums being a serious thing again. There was Tala Anjum ki album, there was Jani ki album, there was Talal Qureshi ki album, quite a few people, Natasha ki album. Okay, Natasha ki album though. Was always going to be an album, at least kuch saalon se kaam ho raha tha, toh hume pata tha. But the other people, you know,
Hasan Rahim, Abdul
sabhi nikal rahe hain. Hasan Rahim, Hasan Rahim toh, when he announced his album, that was early in the year. I think I was in Pakistan. I think ye January, February ki baat hai. And people were surprised. Because I remember us waqt their vibe being ke ab to singles hi aate hai na, matlab. Shayad 3 singles aa jayein saath. But everyone's like, oh, it's an album out here. So yeah, lots and lots of people working on albums. And we've talked about some reasons why this might be. But how do you feel about that being like one of the thematic elements of 2023 in Pakistan?
Yeah, and easy to explain, right? Like if we think of this generation of artists as people that came into their own during COVID or post-COVID. So 2020, 2021, that means 2 or 3 years into their career, they have said, okay, now we are going to do some work that gives us a portfolio work that we can advertise and says something artistically. It is also the year that big record labels have made it really big. Spotify, I think, was around last year as well, but this year they have really invested. They're doing lots of local events, lots of billboards, lots of Pakistan-specific investments. Yeah. So Spotify, artists are catering to Spotify. They're also catering to big music labels. So Sony, for example, is here. Then there's all these artists management companies were not labels, but they help you deal with some part of the work and then they help you advertise all of that. So to attract interest in those You have to also have an album. Many of these companies are international, not local, which means that they're probably not as in tune to singles as they are to be able to go to someone's Spotify page, see how many listeners they have, and then look at an album and say, okay, yes, this is a body of work that is worth investing in. So it makes sense that the industry is shifting towards it. At some point, will there be a swing back to singles over albums? Probably, like it seems to me now that it is somewhat cyclical.
And also, or they might just continue onwards, depending on where the artist is in terms of their career and plan. Kabhi kabar to, you know, like all these corporate stuff will always be single based, na? But wo gana to gana, to wo aapka single aa jayega. Maybe you're a newer artist, to you know, aapka abhi single ka scene hai, album ka nahi hai. What I wonder is, what you're saying is the cyclical thing, ki if someone has put out an album or plural, will they go back to singles and then do an album, or are they just now album artists? Which in the high frequency release situation of streaming music or streaming media, that might mean kya aap 2 saal tak gayab hai and can you afford that? So maybe, you know, you do collabs with single artists or whatever. So, do you feel there's more pressure because I keep also an eye on your content creation sort of angles and perspectives? Do you feel that it's the same sort of pressure, just different shakal surat on artists with regards to output and the relation to relevance? Yeah, is it noticeably different or more with the internet access situation? Like, by the way, that means, yes, 2 years later, the album, then concert, okay, we listen to it. Now, this is that your competition, because there is competition, because it's a business. Unka to ho sakta hai har 2 mahine baad gana aa raha ho and aap gayab hain. To phir agar aap 2 saal baad wapas aaye, will you even be relevant? To aap now you have to keep making sure that you're present in the consumer's mind. How do you feel that is?
I think you're right. 2 years is too long. Matlab, if you were Noori putting out albums 5 years after, matlab duniya badal chuki hogi, you know, us point pe aap nahi, your second album may not be relevant. And so also the trends are changing really fast. So for example, if you look at music from 2019, it's very different from music now. Pepsi Battle of the Bands, dekhne. 2019 mein wo kya baja rahe the, aur ab unme se koi gana aise lagega ki relevant hi nahi. So the trends are changing too fast, I think, for artists to sit on work for 4 years. The face has just changed. You can still do it, but the audience will be more niche, or you will have a more established audience or so forth. But Hasan Rahim, dekho, he put out an album, was it Nautanki 2023? Or 22 mein thi. It came out end of last year.
I think, late last year or early this year.
Uske baad wo EP nikal chuka hai, ek nahi to do. You know, so even he has, like, even after his kind of magnum opus album and accompanying tour, he's like, achha, EP le lein kaun, you know. So there is, I think, a lot of output. Manu put out an album last year and he's put out like few really big singles this year. So,
yeah, but I think Manu ko to main count hi nahi karta na, because I'm like, bro, uska kuch aur scene hai. He has too much music coming all the time. Kaise kar raha hai? I don't know. I have no reference for this. But, kyunki album wale zamane mein na, when you listen to, you know, kabhi koi rock band wagaira of the 90s or even early 2000s, wo bada kehte the ki, haan ji, humne 50 gaane likhe, 60 gaane likhe, and then we came down to like 10 or 12 for the album. Do you think that this high frequency output, because acha isme phir ye chakkar hai na, ki if you're thinking about hame gaana kab nikalna, that's making the album thing even harder, which is why people just do singles, because they're like, we can't even afford to wait. Does this affect wohi wali baat na, quality? Ki when there's more volume, then the average standard perhaps is coming down, or are we seeing ke people are still being putting out a lot of music? But Manu is one example. He puts out like a shit ton of music, but still innovating, changing his sound, pushing his styles. Every song is interesting, new, whatever. But does that work for everyone?
So,
or are people just putting stuff out and it's like lukewarm? Ek gana tha is playlist pe, dekho, jo main tumse kaha bhi tha, December wale us pe. And I was like, oh no. But yeah, do you think that's a risk?
For me, I think, and should we get one criteria I use to judge my interest in an artist is how much mediocre stuff do they put out. And you can tell the difference. Like, aap kuch logon mein jaate hain, you're like, okay, this person 50-50 shot, like, if it's going to be good. And there's some people who you're like, jo bhi hoga, I have a pretty good chance that I'm going to like it. If I'm not going to like it, it will be a surprise. And artists go through phases. Like, U2 has this famous thing that they say all the time. They're like, 3 bad albums and you're done. So, hum do buri album nikalne ke baad fir hame hota hai ki ab now we don't have a chance, right? So I think that still plays. Like, you can become irrelevant pretty fast, but you can also become relevant pretty quickly again if you have something really good. So the quality matters, but then there's different businesses. Yeah, so for me, this matters in a kind of indie scene versus a jaise indie music versus Karachi hip hop. Karachi hip hop is YouTube based. You need to put something out every like few weeks to stay relevant, to get subscribers. The need to put out a really good song in a kind of, you know, judged by a very musical sense is less necessary than there is somewhere else. So wahan thode se different games hain, but I think at the end of it, jo game banta hai aajkal, wo ye hai ki you keep putting out stuff so as to stay relevant to your audience, not get completely disappeared, like feed the algorithms a little bit, right? There's this belief that unless you are posting stuff regularly enough, your stuff doesn't get recommended to other people. But at the end, what people rely on is big smash hits. So wo smash hits ki game. Ab smash hits ki game aap do tarah khel sakte hain. Ek ye ki aap bas cheeze nikalte jaye which you think are really, really good. Usse pehle nikalenge. You're like, this is a smash hit, I'm going to put it out. That's really hard to do because nobody can predict a smash hit.
Yeah.
And the other game is you keep putting stuff out and then eventually one of them will blow up. Work. So I think that's the game that eventually most people are playing. And then the quality is, how do you retain people? Like, some people will say, get a Spotify pick, smash it, hobby. They come to the rest of our catalog, they find that that's good also. Suddenly the value of your entire catalog is losing. So this happens with Manu a bunch, right? So Manu puts out a smash hit, Melancholic, yeah, For You, yeah, wo Ali Sethi ke saath jo left right gana tha. So you put those out and suddenly people discover the rest of your catalog and they're like, oh, this is great. And then they stay. And then there is a kind of Karachi hip hop audience, which is like, ek gana aaya. You know, it attracts a bunch of people. The rest of it is like, sometimes it'll be really good, sometimes it'll be okay, but each song has such a small half-life. Okay, koi baat nahi. Agla jayega. You get to it also. So I think that is that smash hit that everybody is looking for, which is notoriously hard to predict why something will hit and something more.
And also, if you're so focused on maintaining that high frequency, that makes perhaps consciously making that smash hit harder if the thing requires more time and dedication, right? Then that's not really something you're focusing on. It might be something you're hoping for, lekin it's not something jiske liye time nikala ja raha hai, because aapka time hai nahi nikalne ko, if you're competing with volume, which is why Tala Anjum can take a while and, you know, keep a bunch of songs in his back pocket, let them accumulate, and then album ban gayi, while still putting out songs. But perhaps it's that much harder for everyone.
Yeah, and I think now the correct way to look at this is not like a kind of analogy of, is there like a correct way of strategizing this? Like, is there one way to get to the top on YouTube? But rather to think about this the same way we analyze sports, which is different teams will have different strategies with which they approach the game, which may or may not be winning, but you have to judge each strategy by each team. And so each artist will lend themselves to certain kinds of strategies. And so you can judge each one individually, but I think you and I are trying to assess, is there a general trend that will happen in terms of how music is released? And I think that's probably going to be hard to figure out. And there's too many people now. The amount of stuff there's that is being put out, the size of the market, like, we're not in a position where we can make some generalization of how the market should work.
Too many people in many different local scenarios, different genres, access level chote bade pe bahut fark padta hai. Maybe you're a new artist who has access to a major studio, agar aapke paas paise hain, maybe aapke paas bas ek dost hai ya khud aap apne purane se laptop pe kar rahe ho, then what does that mean for your output? There's all these things that add up because there's so many entries into the situation. Khair, dekhte hain if anything materializes, but for now let's go through a few of the songs that I had and then I can learn about those people more. Okay. What I was going to do in that write-up that you told me to do and then I completely bailed on. what I was going to do was think about this in terms of how, outside of the Hum Number playlists, I don't listen to Pakistani music. It just is not part of my routine. I think generally music bahut kam ho gaya. Like mostly I do listen to podcasts. And even the music that I do listen to is like the charts wali playlist aaye the Spotify pe kabhi kabhi. But Pakistani music is primarily through Hamnawa. And because of this being disconnected and not putting effort into it, most of the new artists for me are like, "Haan ji, mujhe kuch nahi pata is bande ke baare mein." And every song is a completely new experience, which then I try to categorize in my mind based on what I knew of Pakistani people and things, how does this work. So the interesting thing in these episodes then is that you know much of these people and you, because this is something that you're doing with intent. So there's a lot of background that I get on these people. But a pressure aa gaya kyunki batao Awad, who's Awad?
you were setting this up and I was like, ab to main gaya. Because more so than other other playlists, this one has a lot of people that even I don't know. Which I think just speaks to the point of like how many new artists there are. Like I think you and I have discussed that I'm now cracking like almost 400 artists. Next year, it's not unthinkable that that number goes to 1,000.
Oh, really? That
just speed pitching the Barney. Like 500-600, I think, is one can expect.
Yeah, because I think 300 was early, a while ago this year, or maybe even last year. So, chalo, let's say
now we're at like, for example, 400, and just mein se 50 hain jo mujhe pata hai ki hain, who I have not yet figured out a way to track, because I am now increasingly discovering people that have 50,000 listeners, you know, jo mujhe pata hi nahi tha. People that blew up, jinka mujhe pata hi nahi tha ki ye hua hai. So now I'm discovering more of those, let alone people that have 500 listeners, you know. So Awad, for example, is what, 5,000 on Spotify, 2 songs. It's really hard to get a sense of this sort of artist. But, you know, they now have, even with him on his own songs, he has a total of like 100,000 plays. So that tells me that there is like more of these people that we are yet to kind of discover. So can I tell you something much more educated about this? No.
Sure.
But what's your take of the song?
The thing I sent to you was, there are a few types of, you know, music that we can find. Or pop music, there is a distinct, what I call the weekend sound, which is up-tempo, but sort of retro beat. Sahi hai, isme thoda disco type element aa raha hai, but it's electronic and whatever. And the vocals are the usually men, and the vocals are slightly softer, okay, in tone. So isme obviously there's the Weeknd, Tahaji is big example of this type of thing. There's a few others that have come. So Awad ka, I think that's what I said. Yeah. So, but they all, which is something that the Weeknd and Tahaji also do, is their music is up tempo over disco, happy sound, but the lyrics and the vibe that is being put out is thodi si edgy. And you know, might have some darker overtones, you which Pakistani music may means heartbreak or you know, failed relationships or whatever. Iske gaane mein, it's all of this, but the vibe is happy, which perhaps might put it more towards, I think, K-pop territory, where K-pop also has a lot of those elements, but not as often the edginess of, you know, loss or failure or regret or whatever. More like happy, good scene in some examples that I might have seen. Zaban to mujhe aati nahi. But that's the vibe I got from
Awad. I think what you're describing is that true sort of a lot of young indie people that are not super well known yet. And by indie, hip hop doesn't fit in. Like these are people that are using kind of electronic drums in a sort of up-tempo way. The vocals are treated with lots of layers of effects. Mostly this happens with singers that like feel that their voice is not as prominent as it should be. And right, so it, like, it's a stylistic choice that is allows more access to singers. I actually feel that most singers are actually better than needing effects. But this is also kind of a stylistic treatment that identifies kind of what we then call indie music. एंड के वो उधर आ जाते हैं कि इट्स नॉट virtuoso, like वो अपनी रेंज में नहीं दिखा रहे बट दे आर ट्राइंग टू काइंड ऑफ गिव लाइक क्लासिफाई सिंपल इमोशंस एंड सिंपल म्यूजिक एंड शेयर फॉरवर्ड. सो इसमें लाइक द ट्रीटेड वोकल्स, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक ड्रम्स, आई डोंट नो इफ देयर इज अ गिटार ऑन दिस वन, बट जैसे लाइक Mishal Shafi's song from last playlist, which was Nerea, is very similar to this song, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's this sort of collection of kind of young artists in their 20s, which I would guess this one is, that are producing, like home producing lots of music and then getting it professionally mixed or mastered, that use these sort of core elements, which is treated vocals, where you can get a good mic, get good, lots of good digital treatment, electronic drums, because you're not really working with like a drummer mostly, and in, I think it's not fashionable anyway, plus either some guitar or keyboard based work. And some of it, I think, tends to be hopeful. This is kind of like early Hasan Raina, jaise wo aise kaise ya jo uske purane gaane the. They weren't that edgy either, and I think there's a kind of appeal to it. At some point, I think hip hop mein, you don't really start happy. Like if you're a Karachi hip hopper,
especially if you're a Karachi hip hopper,
that is not your main tone. I don't know if there's something larger to be said about like whether early indie musicians singing kind of happy songs is says something about where they are coming from. I don't know if it does yet. Like it's hard to tell. But you're right. I think that
what we're saying is Awad is happy because abhi kuch hua nahi na iske saath zindagi mein. Abhi thoda aage badho,
this is back to uncle mode.
Two olds.
I don't know if you've seen that I titled the podcast with like something that was said on the Hamnava feed.
Yes.
So last time tech uncle for me was like, "Achha, this is, I have to use this one."
But I think it's a good song. I'll check out. You said he has two songs out. So phir I'll go and check out the other song too. Because wo tha na, because this is my only exposure. And obviously, there's hundreds of songs perhaps coming out every month. But I'm listening to a set of 20, 20, 20, 30 kabhi kabhar. So for me, if something sounds similar between playlists, that really stands out. So isme I was thinking, oh, achha, haan, is tarah ki sound to shayad humne suni bhi hai. But the lyrics and the vibe made it stand out thoda. Because it wasn't like the usual cool guy doing retro music. It's like nice boy perhaps doing, I don't know, full value judgment de diya humne awaz ko. Hope you live up to it.
Ye mujhe lag raha hai ki Aslan Hasan wala scene hone wala hai hamare sath, where we have really given a lot
English
of unfortunate opinions.
Yeah, I mean, big story. I like the song. And before we do something else, if you don't have something to say about this, one thing I wanted to also mention was K. I noticed in the playlist a lot of, usually the thumbnails are, you know, yeah, the song title hoti hai, yeah, it's like a photo of the artist or something. But there's a lot of what seems clearly to be like independent artist, young artist work, a lot of animation, a lot of like hand drawn, or you know, hand drawn ka jo bhi computer equivalent hota hai. That people are using as art. So that's good. I mean, that's just like a general thing that there seems to be, you know, if you're an upcoming musician, you find like a upcoming or whatever sort of artist who you can connect with and they make art that you use as your album art. So this, I think, is good. Both of these industries working together.
I love that our analysis is good. Achhi baat hai. there is a lot of... So in my other life as a design professional, there is a lot of really talented visual talent in Pakistan. So lots of people with great visual skill, most of them tend to be trained in fine visual arts, or drawing, painting. Achha. Like, so because visual skills bhi abhi develop ho gayi hai, like motion graphics mein ja sakte hain aap, so UX design mein ja sakte hain aap, brand design mein ja sakte hain, but illustration seems to be a particularly overrepresented section in design students in Pakistan. Now there's a few really big design schools. BNU is one of them in Lahore. Indus Valley School in Karachi is a really big one. There's a few other ones as well that produce a lot of really talented artists. Many of these artists are not trained in kind of what we would think of as kind of modern art fields, primarily because the schools are not based in those modern art fields. So, for example, there is no great UX design program in Pakistan. Itne log nikal rahe hain, and for some reason, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yet, all of these artists are really good at illustration and drawing and digital illustration. And so we see a lot of those artists popping up. Many architects also will do, you know, will be very good at visual illustration. Now, given that we have a kind of oversupply of these individuals and the education industry has not caught up with the demand for the industry, we have a lot of these artists that are just putting out stuff on Instagram. And so you're seeing this big boom of artists that are selling prints through Instagram, just doing really interesting visual digital artwork on Instagram. And the musicians have also caught on to this. And these industries often tend to be linked. Most of the visual art programs in Pakistan also produce good musicians. This is, I don't know if you remember, early 2000s, the engineering schools were known for putting out good musicians. EP Fast se nikla tha, and I think at some point Fast banned local like kind of music rooms or whatever. I don't know if this story is true or if it's a rumor, but I remember this being a thing where they were like, engineer niklenge yahan se, musician nahi niklenge.
Wasn't the Jal duo
impossible?
From
Fast it was a big renaissance of the wrong discipline at the institute. So I think there is this kind of confluence. Like artist music is being really well developed in these like artistic schools, and so the communities are linked. And so I think it's kind of natural now that you can explain that a lot of these visual artists end up doing artwork for particular musicians. One that really stands out to me is Tahaji's artwork, which, let me make sure I get the last name correct, is this really talented artist whose work I follow. I just want is Hafsa Ashfaq, who does all of Tahaji's artwork. Have you seen this in detail? She also does the artwork for Amar Naqvi's Mahigiu Tours. जो एमर कराची के नेटिव कोस्टल कुजीन से सोर्स करता है उसका जो आर्टवर्क और तहजी का आर्टवर्क आर ऑल द सेम स्टाइल डन बाय दिस वन आर्टिस्ट व्हिच यू हैव मोस्ट लाइकली सीन इट्स कॉल्ड हफ्सा अशफाक हर वर्क इज ऑन इंस्टाग्राम रियली रियली ग्रेट सो या आई थिंक योर आइडेंटिफिकेशन ऑफ दिस ट्रेंड मेक्स अ लॉट ऑफ सेंस
एंड इवन इन हर आर्टवर्क आई एम सीइंग सम similarities perhaps to digital artists that came before her, because obviously it all works in that sort of conversational sense. So acha, she's doing a different thing, but there's also a certain type of like, this makes me think, no offense to anybody, but I don't know if artists get offended ki mujhe kaise compare kar liye.
Artists kya
offended? But famously chill. no, but like Samya Arif and this other
Sana Nasir.
I always forget her name.
Sana Nasir.
No, not Sana Nasir. Well, Sana Nasir also. But wait, now I will go to this person. I'm like a big fan of her work.
And Nazar
I
don't
remember her name.
Yeah, it shows that you are like, a big fan of this person.
Kya fayda? I'm such a fan.
I think this is where you play the I'm an uncle card, meri yaddash kharab hogi. And it actually helps.
Bro, Shazil. Shazil
you
Malik.
You forgot Shazil's name.
And can you imagine? this always happens. I never remember Shazil's name.
Wow.
But yeah, mere dimag mein aata hai Samia Arif. And I'm like, this is not Sami Arif. Sami Arif ki profile bhi, I'm like, this is not Sami Arif. Because I'm thinking of Shazil Malik. And I'm like, ye to swap lanes. Or Shazil should also be Sami Arif. Because in my mind,
I'll be the most famous visual artist from Pakistan in the last 10 years who you have interviewed.
Yeah. She's been on my thing. Shukar hai, maine usko Sami Arif nahi bola tha maine. I don't know, man. There's something in my mind, which, but wo male mind, aapko pata hai, one female artist ki jagah hoti hai. Bas Samia came first.
I'm now stepping in to say stop. This is I don't know.
My stupid mind. No, it's my fault. It's not. Don't worry. Aap sab bahut acche hain. Also Hafsa Ashfaq.
Hafsa did this really great thing where she did digital versions of all Pakistani biscuits. Yeah. It's really great. Scroll down to the Tahaji Yari artwork and then it's right below it.
But mera bhi lo, tumhara bhi lo.
To uske char niche hai na. Kareeb kareeb hai.
Still not seeing biscuits. I'm at Yari, but I don't see it.
Breakaway. Ek baad ek hai, uske baad dusra hai, uske baad ek square sa.
Oh, is this? I was looking at it. Oh, really? Achha. I didn't recognize this is what it was, but shit, this is crazy. Tiger, glucose, sab kuch aa raha hai. Haan. Inspired by Mr. Baghi's recent post on local news. Dekha, Mr. Baghi, ye sab cross-pollinations chal rahi hai. And I'm the first person to point this out. Khair.
Moving this is on swiftly. Really a holiday episode, huh?
Haan, ye Christmas ki wajah se. Blame
no homework. Bad
no
segues.
Homework. No homework. Oh. Yeah.
Well done to us. Achha, we jaldi asi baki karte.
Dhyan. The other song that I had was, I keep looking at about, I write these things as I'm listening to the music, my Zirak kind of like full pipeline to my mind bhej raha hota hun, and then Zirak ka jawab aata hai. Always in a time that I'm not expecting him to be awake and he's in different low zones. I think in my mind, Zirak should always be asleep. Kyunki if I'm awake, he should be asleep. Is dafa bade subah message aane lage, par chale Lahore mein, not in the US. तो फिर जीरक का जवाब आया था मैं शिट यार क्या सो सोते मुझे उठा दिया मैंने क्या कर दिया मैंने वो जवाब भी पूरे पूरे दे रहा है खैर तो ना कह दिया एंड देन आई लुक एट द मैसेज एंड लाइक थोड़ा तो मैं उसको एडिट कर देता ना कह दिया आई फाउंड वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग द साउंड द लिरिक्स द वोकल्स एवरीथिंग वाज गुड बट इन दिस द प्रोडक्शन आल्सो रियली स्टूड आउट टू मी बिकॉज आई वाज लिसनिंग ऑन अ डिफरेंट पेयर ऑफ हेडफोन्स वी हैव टॉक्ड अबाउट दिस बिफोर जाके आप चेक करें And I heard way more things in the music than perhaps a regular pair of headphones would have given me. So, foreign standout ho gaya. And then you said that this is Farasat, I think was the name. Yeah, Farasat Anis. A name you are familiar with and the work you're
also Farasat Anis is one of the oldest electronic producers in Pakistan. Now most of the electronic producers we listen to aside of Talal have been people that have appeared in the last 2 or 3 years and are often very young.
Yeah.
But Farasat Anis has been around for a very long time. He has been producing electronic music since before it was the main music being heard. So I think again, no surprise that if for a person with that much experience, that if you are wearing a complicated set of headphones, that you hear more sounds. Likely a person that is doing more than a car test. I just interviewed Abdul Hanan, so that's a podcast that we will put out. So usne usne bataya ki wo mix fix karke album usne ka gaadi test kiya aage chale and he just said it as a matter of course. I was like, love it, gaadi test.
Gaadi test. But good ki acha matlab Pakistan mein bhi ho rahi hai.
Yes, it's still a thing. So Farasat Anis strikes me as one of the people that is much more experienced and sort of has probably very kind of tells. He had this huge song that blew up last year called Biba. You must have heard it on Instagram somewhere.
Yes.
So, but that was claim to fame in the last like 1 or 2 years, but has been around for a long time. I think has a big audience both in Pakistan, but also in India. Let me double check that what I'm saying is correct. Sure. I do know the people in India listen to him. Yeah, it's all Indian. His top 5 cities are Delhi, Mumbai, New Delhi, Pune, and Jaipur.
Yeah. Like it was really, pro job vibes, jo aati hai na, which you don't pro recognize. Job vibes.
I need to give this like, as performance like, feedback to someone I work with.
Exceeded expectation. which is something that perhaps you don't recognize until you hear it. No, there's like perhaps another level to things where like, you know, great songs are coming out and many times we've talked about, you know, it's about this production, ye wo, vagar, vagar. And then this sort of song comes around, achha, ye bhi to ho sakta hai. And, you know, it's not as common a thing or perhaps not as forefront of zeitgeist, bahut bada si, relevant word, aise cheezon ke liye. I'm very self-aware. But yeah, so wo mujhe, it was a real standout in terms of...
Harim Rashid is also interesting because she has been on the kind of list of people I have been following for a while, but none of her music has like come into one of my lists. Just happenstance in terms of like what I'm listening to then and what she's putting out. Like it just hasn't come into. This was one where I was like, interesting. Like I want to kind of highlight her work.
Harim Rashid ki awaz. I also, in her thing, na, there are what I was thinking kal parson when I was listening to this. Pata hai, kahan ja raha tha, kahin se aa raha tha. So I was thinking ki, like we were saying, na, ki there's a stream of Weekend, Tahaji, and now perhaps Awaz is also in that. There's a stream of that kind of music. So us tarah vocalists, maybe you might be able to see. So her way of singing is also a specific type of thing that only a few Pakistani female vocalists have. This type of thing. Now, I'm not going to create more controversy than I just did 5 minutes ago by naming other. But, you know, there are people, there's a specific thing. Like, it's not just aapne, you know, apna ek random tarike se gaare. I think this is something that you have to work towards because obviously the idea being ke there is influence being carried forward. Even in a short space of time, like pichle 5-6 saal mein jo hum keh lein, there must be people who got famous in that time and then unke 2-3 saal baad new people who had been listening to them and were influenced by them, they started to get famous. Which, what I was thinking was, is this a much quicker cycle because more people can put out music more easily? Most likely, given the logical thing, I don't know if there's any research beyond this current discussion on this, but this is something I was thinking of as like an interesting concept. Ki aaj, Harim ne gaana nikala hai. Somebody likes it. 3 saal baad Harim ki koi fan starts and she sounds like her sort of.
It's probably happening at an even faster rate quickly now. Like the analog to this is Beatles, Beach Boys, happening at the same time. Like kabhi aapas mein, there was a sense that they were trading punches, and so it happens much faster now. Ek gaana nikalta hai, agle din kahin aur gaana niklega, or you just like choose a sampling technique, or even more, you choose the right sample. आपको वही वाला सैंपल मिल गया जिस बंदे से बिकॉज द लाइक काइंड ऑफ ओपन सैंपल लाइब्रेरीज दैट एवरीबॉडी इज यूजिंग सो आई थिंक दैट या यू आर राइट दैट दिस बैलेंस हैपेंस क्वाइट अ बिट एंड बिकॉज इट्स हैपनिंग ओवर इंस्टाग्राम आल्सो नॉट जस्ट स्पॉटिफाई इवन मोर सो हरीम राशिद इज वन ऑफ दोस पीपल दैट इज ह्यूज ऑन इंस्टाग्राम शी हैज गॉट लाइक 280,000 फॉलोअर्स ऑन इंस्टाग्राम सो रियली वेल नोन काइंड ऑफ लाइक अनुरल यू नो पीपल दैट दीज आर आर्टिस्ट दैट वर काइंड ऑफ इंस्टाग्राम नेटिव शे गिल Instagram native then made it big. So I think there's a lot more pollination that happens on a social network versus somewhere like YouTube or Spotify, which is not designed for that sort of interaction.
Anurag, kar tumne zikr kiya na, I think agle ek do saalon mein we're going to find new female singers who sound a lot like her just because of how famous she is and how many people like her and appreciate her. So you can't not be influenced by it. It'll obviously end up being different because it's a different person. Unless they're consciously trying, no one's like consciously trying to mimic others, but you hear that sort of you know connection, which is good. Because the idea was ke the local scene is influencing new people rather than you know ek,
there's a validation also, right? Like I think we're at the point now where especially female singers, there's probably much more talent than we are aware of. People that are really good at singing that have been scared to put it out for lots of societal factors. And now the moment you see someone that is doing well and you're like, I can do that. And I am like this person.
Yeah.
That gives you the ability to put more of it out.
Exactly.
So I think you're right that there's probably also us saying, you know, people modeling themselves about after artists they like. But there's also probably people that are like the artists that they like, seeing this validation and putting themselves out there. So I think there's a bit of both.
Yeah. Aleem ka gaana.
Love it.
I wanted to talk about this. Sarkhel... Sorry, I sent it in the group. Achha, Rizwan na, does not get Aleem. He's like, ye to koi bhi kar le. He's a full boomer uncle thing. Na. Ye to bas baate kar rahe, to koi bhi kar le. And then Sarkhel ko aag lag jati hai, whatever. So that keeps going. But ye gaane mein, I sent this song in the group and I was like, we've talked about, you know, Aleem ka, there's a big thing with him, ke tortured artist, wali vibe. Which is a big theme, ke he got really famous. And then after that, many of his songs talked about, you know, how everyone just wants him to put out songs and nobody really cares, whatever. So this may be tha. So what I was telling them in the group was, ke shuru mein mujhe laga ki, achha, this is just another one of those songs. And that's when I had messaged you, because that's all I said to you. और जो सेकेंड हाफ है ना इस गाने का, उसमें जो बॉय का जो मतलब अग्रेशन आता है एंड लाइक what was the thing? Vitriol was the word I used to convince Rizwan to listen to it. क्योंकि bro, तुम्हें भी तो इतनी आग लगती है. That's how I was trying to. पूरे ग्रुप ने मेहनत की ना Rizwan. I don't think it worked, but
bro. I need to see this like, happening live. This conversation, because Sahil choices are usually different from mine, but I have to agree with them.
Yeah.
Like I don't agree with them in terms of preference, but I agree with them in terms of logic.
Yeah. वो कह रहा था ब्रो मैं तो ये अक्टूबर से सुन रहा था बट मैंने ग्रुप में नहीं डाला फॉर फियर ऑफ बीइंग शेम्ड. आई वाज लाइक व्हाट इज द डायनामिक तुम्हारी, यू हैव अ चाइल्ड.
ओके, द थिंग दैट इज मोस्ट इंटरेस्टिंग टू मी अबाउट दिस इज दैट अलीम इज गेटिंग बेटर. इट इज नॉट सेम ओल्ड. बेटर होप्स, बेटर सिंगिंग, बेटर वर्ड्स, गुड फॉर अलीम.
यू नो द कराची वाली एंग्स्ट तो है उसमें. And it's unique for him because he's not putting out 800 songs. And one of his songs did blow up. And that's directly now being referenced in the songs that came after it. So that's a very unique Aleem dynamic.
And literally and all he's Indian not, listeners.
Sure. And he's not the dynamic that usually happens now that I've mentioned in previous things also is ke most rappers talk about how they are such good rappers and how everyone wants them on their song. Magar dusre to itne acche nahi hai, pehle lift nahi karate the, ab main tumhare song pe feature nahi karunga. That's a big theme. Aleem ke gaanon pe ye hai ke that's not there, right? Many people who are not famous do that other thing. Like, bro, is this really an issue or are you imagining it? But Aleem is super famous. And iska issue ye hai ke fake friends, you know, duniya jo hai wo and is gaane mein to mar rahe hain log. He's like kuch pata nahi bro, koi goli goli maar de, aisa hota rehta hai. I was like, what is this life?
Aleem is just, it's a very relatable ethos despite being the probably hardest to understand artist, right? Like we can explain why everybody else is famous in a way more easily than we can explain Aleem, but I can also say that the sort of stuff that he sings about is immediately relatable in a way that many other things are not. मतलब घटिया दोस्त
सुपर गुड
हर किसी का कोई होता है.
या घटिया दोस्त और यू नो एक तो ये हालात. I was like चलो that's such a Karachi thing. And then also के but also के बाद में you will regret not respecting me now. तो he's I mean that I took to be hopeful. अच्छा जी हाँ he's thinking about the future but he's like a fucking star superstar. More than he is now.
Kya star hai, I would say, like, literally nobody will know him if you walk around the streets, but what a star. Okay, so I'm just going through his discography, just seeing like how many hits this person has put out in the last like 2 years. Cold Hours obviously is still his biggest hit. How many listens do you think Cold Hour has?
I think last we spoke it was 2 million.
It is, and it was released 2022, August 2022.
डेढ़ साल हो गया तकरीबन. बट बाय द टाइम वी वर लुकिंग एट इट, इट हैड ऑलरेडी इट हैव बीन फेमस फॉर अ व्हाइल. तो यू वुड एक्सपेक्ट, अब ये है ना कि डज इट डाई डाउन और डज इट कीप गोइंग एक्सपोनेंशियली. चलो लेट्स जस्ट से 3 मिलियन.
42 मिलियन.
व्हाट? It did the other thing.
So which is just even to us who are following him, it is hard to understand how big.
42 million.
Iske normal gaane 5-6 lakh is his song jo nahi chala.
He thinks it's a fail. Mr. Beast hai ye. Pakistani Karachi hip hop ka Mr. Beast.
Amazing, yaar. Wow. Amazing. Good for Aleem. Acha, I have 5 minutes to rapid fire everything else.
हाँ ठीक है. लेट्स सी व्हाट एल्स वाज देयर. अलीम आर्टवर्क, टॉर्चर्ड आर्टिस्ट, अजान समी खान. द सॉन्ग इज इंटरेस्टिंग. आई थिंक ही डज सिंग लाइक हिज फादर. बट
अजान समी खान हैज एन एल्बम आउट आल्सो. हां, ही उसकी एल्बम का गाना है. बाकी एल्बम में सुन रहा हूं बट दिस वन वाज स्टूड आउट टू मी.
हां, अदनान धूल का गाना है.
टू सी द सॉन्ग इज सच अ कैचिंग डीसी मेलोडी. लाइक यू इमेजिन दैट इट कम्स टू हिम सो इजीली. यू बैट्स इट एंड देन ही पुट्स आउट लाइक अनदर हुक.
Yeah. Also, I find like Dhool is such a interesting name. Like it's cool.
Dhool is cool.
It's not a name.
Episode name.
Yeah. Government protest. The music for this, in my mind, again, this was stream of consciousness to Zirak, it sounded like a video game specific, I don't know, like a beach / jungle / underwater level. It has some sound things to it, which in my mind, you know, it was like, oh, maybe Mario Sonic, but like in high fidelity.
There is, I think,
water which you seem to agree with.
Songs being described water as water themed, yeah, is a known concept. Like there are sounds that sound like water. Ye bhi hai, and it's actually the visualizer uses a lot of water themes as well. So I think you are onto something.
Acha. Okay. Okay. Maine video, I haven't seen any
of course,
video.
This is an original idea that you came up with yourself.
I mean, wo parallel thought hui hai ye. And the other thing was Justin Bieber's. Nice to see them again. We were wondering if they're going to be, because we haven't seen a lot of them. I remember seeing them in Coke Studio. I think maybe there was one other appearance after that. And now I think of this. So not as consistent an appearance in the music stream. So I wonder if that will change or if this will continue.
There's so much fun to listen to. So I hope.
Very good.
They sing and they have this like particular style, right? Proper. Like we're kind of just a Benjamin Sisters ka hota tha. There's like multiple female voices singing at the same time. And they have this very particular, well-known style. And their first few, the reason they got famous was because they had these like blow-up videos. So they're kind of recognizable also to people that know of them. They're used kind of musical elements in other people's songs, usually these days. Or they're asked to pull in to sing a few songs for to sing bits of songs for commercial projects. So they were hired by Coke, they were hired by the PJL, the Pakistan Junior League from the PCB, Uskantham Mithe. They've now sung with RFP. They were in Coke Studio, obviously, with on PJ Art.
Yeah.
Or Pir, also what other songs were they? I'm blanking. But basically they're kind of, I think, well known for this purpose, and I hope we get to see more of them in a kind of more expansive creative sense.
I think the new unique thing about them, I think primarily because my frame of reference is PJ Hart, is classical music, but with like a fun vibe, not a serious, you know, dedicated cheetah vibe. But like they know how to sing and they have everything, but they still keep it
dedicated
fun.
Cheetah. You feel like put out these like hip hop lyrics.
Is episode mein, I wonder is episode mein hamnava version ka naam kya hoga? You have some choices.
Want to point out two songs
that's it.
Are kind of semi-classical in a very kind of fun electronic way. One is Shumaila Ramakrishnan, who we've talked about before. This is the kind of boppiest version of her music that I've ever seen.
Yes, I was surprised to see her name on it. Yeah, because Gana pehle aa gaya tha, and then I was like, oh, achhi,
to that. And then Sadat Shafkat Amanat, who I'm assuming is Shafkat Amanat's son. And he is also singing with these like Indian producers in this like really interesting production. Like you have never heard Shafkat in this, and you have never heard kind of other classical people singing in this kind of very modern electronic production. Reminds me of the same type of transition. The fusion song. Oh, so good. So good. What a great song. Still modern, still hits. This reminds me of that type of transition. Yeah. So I recommend it.
There was also a song by Hania, which when you listen to it, you immediately understand this is a Hania song, but very super clean, super modern production, but unrecognizably, but that's not the right word that I'm looking for. Immediately recognizable as her sound, her song.
Familiar, but fresh. Yeah,
good.
This is like the Veep logos. This name. They were trying to make the worst campaign slogan possible, and the one they came up with was "Continuity with Change."
There's a TikTok which I found funny, sort of adjacent to this, but not really. Fair, good end of your playlist. Not going in that retrospective thing because there's still songs to talk about. But despite it being the end of the year, a lot of stuff still came out, and. Yeah, wo kar lo. Kya naam hai? Cumulative. Aap bheje? Yeah. Maybe ho chuka
petition sign kare.
रेफरेंडम जैसे होता है ना पाकिस्तान में. खैर अच्छा, बिफोर आई से समथिंग इवन मोर, ठीक है जी, थैंक यू फॉर वॉचिंग, लिसनिंग, राइट कॉमेंट, एक्सेट्रा.